Now, over the last couple of months, lots of you will be reading and hearing stories about artificial intelligence and particularly OpenAI. It all started when ChatGPT was opened to the general public worldwide. You prompt it, it comes up with answers from information it gathers from right across the world and huge amounts of data. The reaction has been ranging from positive to curiosity to, oh my God, this is the end of the world and this is going to make everyone redundant in all sorts of jobs. To try and find out a bit more about this and to look at some of the companies, and one company in particular that is seizing a business opportunity presented by OpenAI, we've got Chris Byrne on the line of Sensor Pro. We've talked to him a number of times on the programme, based in Fentry, of course. Chris, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry, and thanks for having me on the show.
Before I talk about the business you've set up and what it up, what's your overall view of is this a new era, as it's being proclaimed, in information technology and artificial intelligence? What's your view of the overall nature of the debate so far?
Yeah, it's huge, Jerry. I mean, I'm a coder, really, and I've been doing that for, you know, more than 30 years. I don't think I've ever seen anything that's going to change how tech is built. I mean, when I started coding, I used a punch card machine, and, you know, they talked about how that would impact people making punch card machines. And, of course, we've seen now what's happened in the tech industry since. It's completely changed, and Bill Gates even said yesterday that, you know, it's equivalent to the personal computer. But you're right, it's really capturing people's imagination, and I was trying to think about why it was doing that, and it's really, here's a simple explanation. If you take the Ring of Kerry competition going on right now, and you go on to ChatGPT and you say, give me 10 things to see on the Ring of Kerry, ChatGPT will just respond and say, here's 10 things to see in the Ring of Kerry. You know, it'll show you Ross Castle, Stig Fort, Skellig Michael, and whatnot. And that's the only thing it'll give you. You go to Google and you do the same thing, give me 10 things to see in the Ring of Kerry, and you get advertisements. You get sponsored listings, you know, by TripAdvisor or whatever. So in other words, the difference is that ChatGPT is designed to give you the answer, whereas Google is designed to service the advertisers. And I think it's that is capturing the imagination.
Yes, pretty simple, pretty straightforward, and much quicker and much more direct, and no ads.
And when I thought about this, I said, well, it's really that, who are they serving, right? So ChatGPT are really about serving, giving the answer, and Google are serving, they have to serve two things. They have to give you the answer to what you're asking for, but they also have to show listings of people advertising, and they're completely, and that is why it is such a big change. I mean, they're essentially looking at the same data, that just delivering it in a completely different way, and like that is just one example.
And that's just one example already from what we're talking about. So, Chris, tell me about your company, about Show Notes, and what does that do using OpenAI?
Well, yeah. Well, when we saw this coming on board in December, we started building a few things around it and see what it could actually do. And, you know, outside of the example I just gave, there's a lot of things that it can do. And one of them is that it can take a lot of text and summarize it very, very quickly. So, for example, it can take the podcast from this show and in under a minute can tell you the 7 key things that were said, a memorable quote that somebody might have said, and the full transcript. And it can do that in under a minute. Using one of the models belonging to ChatGPT called Whisper, and that's astonishing. You know, that's to do that.
If you think about the amount of time it would take for a human to input that data, to listen back, to type it out, to select a quote, and do all that is astonishing.
It is astonishing. So that is, you know, and you know, we just put that out there as to see. Well, look, this is something it can do. you know, we could see, for instance, you know, all of the transcripts are already on YouTube, so that even makes it faster. But it also does, you know, we can do the full audio as well. I mean, I've seen people put up two hours of Chinese, and, you know, it can summarize it in under a minute. It's that is incredible. And, you know, so we put that out there as a proof of concept, and it, you know, people reacted very quickly with no marketing, and for them it was just saving them time. But there are lots and lots of different applications being built out there. There's a whole cohort of developers, people building things around it, and one I think that listeners might like to try out for themselves is called Aura.sh. And what it does is it allows you to build your own chatbot, and it's connected to the live internet. So, for example, you could give it a PDF. You could give it your company's how-to document, and then ask questions about it. One example I used it for recently was my daughter was having some trouble with her junior cert maths, and she was trying one of the sample questions, and I couldn't figure it out. So I said, "Well, let's see if ChatGPT can do this." And it, you know, it really nailed it. We gave it the problem out of the mock paper, and it described the answer. But it didn't just deliver the answer. It explained how it arrived at that answer in a step-by-step fashion.
Which is the real genius of that, because that means that you just don't get the answer. You have to, in maths, you have to describe and work out how you got there, and that did it for you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and you can do things like that. So even if it, you know, if it gives you a summary, you can say, "Now explain that to me step by step," and it'll say, "Okay, well, here it is, step by step." And that's what Bill Gates was getting at in his article, that you know, it was going to help education. You know, to me, I just look on it as another tool, like a calculator or a Grammarly or something like that. It just helps you write better, or it helps you, do your work better. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, let me put this to you. Do you see it as a threat to jobs, to industries, or perhaps maybe, like with everything and every technological development since time began, a tool for unscrupulous people, perhaps scammers, to use?
No doubt about it. Italy, for example, put in a temporary ban on ChatGPT a few weeks ago because they're not satisfied that it can address the privacy concerns. So absolutely, it has to be regulated like any other technology. And it is fair to say that they did catch everyone flat-footed. You know, they caught Google flat-footed and all of these guys. And
so they were all developing their own models behind the scenes, but then all of a sudden this just came out and beat them all in terms of being first to market, if you say it that way.
Yeah. And you know, the horses left the stable in that regard. But absolutely, there should be safeguards. And I do know that with ChatGPT, you know, if you believe your personal data is in there, request as an EU citizen, you can request that they remove your information. But they say that they don't store personal information. But I'm not an expert on that. I mean, I know that Jackie Murphy, who you had on yesterday, probably could speak much better to that than I can.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There are things. You know, certainly scammers will use it, and they'll probably use it to write better scams, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, and that's something we need to be aware of and to be aware of. But like, that's the same with everything. Yeah. You can't blame it all on this new form of technology. Chris, we're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to us. It's shownotes.io is a new application that you've built. It's an interesting one, and good luck with it. Thanks for giving us your perspective on it this morning.
Thanks for having me, Gerry, and see you soon.
Brilliant. Shownotes.io. Summarize a podcast episode with help from ChatGPT. Create a long blog post from the transcript. Generate landing page with summary. 7 points of memorable quote. Blazing fast YouTube transcription. Transcribe French, German, Chinese, and many more. Record audio in the app, then transcribe it in seconds. That's just one application. It's a business. They're charging for it, and people are buying it.